Graham.
Commission members, commission, good morning. We have several page two items to present to you this morning. As you know, the audience may not be aware, these are those projects which are in excess of $50,000 in cost, which have been subjected to a public interest review and for which no opposition has been received, and staff is recommending approval. In summary, or in brief, Stafford County 2A is requesting a modification to an existing permit. They now wish to construct an open pile foot bridge over Austin Run instead of the clear span bridge that was permitted. This is in conjunction with the Government Island Historical Trail Improvement Project. 2B, Quest Government Services Incorporated is requesting authorization to install two 150-foot-long conduits and one 150-foot optic cable, all by the directional bore method. These will be placed 10 feet beneath Occoquan River. 2C, Tazewell County Public Service Authority is requesting authorization to install a submerged sewer line beneath 747 linear feet of the as part of the Baptist Valley Sewer East Phase 1 project. We're recommending in this case our standard in-stream permit conditions as well as the permittee's agreement to conduct any necessary mussel and fish surveys or relocations, as well as in-stream time of work conditions that may be recommended as a result of those surveys based on the Department of Game and Fisheries. 2D, Town of Smithfield, requesting authorization to construct six pedestrian walkway bridges, two observation decks, a 8-foot wide by 101-foot long fishing pier with a 12 by 40-foot T-head, an 8-foot by 131-foot fixed kayak canoe launch pier, including a 16-foot by 20-foot floating dock with gangway access, and two floating kayak launch ramps, canoe and kayak launch ramps. All of these will impinge on Cypress Creek and several tidal stream tributaries in the town of Smithfield. 2E, Ruth B. Cassidy, requesting authorization to construct one 250-foot long by 30-foot wide offshore stone breakwater and three 150-foot long by 30-foot wide breakwaters, as well as nourish the beach in front of their property along the Chesapeake Bay, which is just north of the YMCA camp in the Silver Beach area of Northampton County. In this case, we are recommending a royalty in the amount of $2,325 for that beach nourishment fill at the rate of 5 cents per square foot. This is in keeping with the commission's approved rent and royalty rate structure. 2F, Norfolk Southern Corporation, requesting authorization to replace existing timber approach trestles with approximately 31-foot wide concrete and steel trestles where they cross the eastern branch Elizabeth River just west of the mouth of Indian River, as well as the construction of temporary open pile work bridges. Now, we are requesting or recommending that you require the removal of the temporary work bridges within 30 days of completion of the north and south segments of the proposed project. We're also recommending a royalty in the amount of $57,970 for the new trestles bolt outline encroachment over 28,985 square feet, and that would be at the rate of $2 per square foot. 2G, Department of the Navy is requesting authorization to create four submerged cable trenches by dredging 37,290 cubic yards of material. This is for the installation of Y&Z power cable loops as part of the Lambert's Point deperming station. The trenches will be backfilled with 10,500 cubic yards of non-magnetic gravel. And they're also requesting, in conjunction with that, the construction of three small open pile power cable support platforms with sheds. 2H, EI, DuPont de Nemours and Company is requesting authorization to install 450 linear feet of stream bank stabilization that will extend 20 feet channelward of ordinary high water. This is along their property, which fronts on the South River and Rockfish Run in the city of Waynesboro. We are, in this case, recommending a royalty in the amount of $8,784 for that fill encroachment over 2,928 square feet of state-owned bottom, and it would be at the rate of $3 per square foot. MGW Telephone Company is requesting authorization to install two fiber optic and one copper communication cables that will be crossing 90 feet of the and 26 feet above the cow pasture river in Bath County. We are recommending a royalty in this case of $810 for those three utility lines, and that would be at the rate of $3 per linear foot. 2J, the City of Norfolk is requesting authorization to extend two separate existing 30-inch diameter stormwater outfall pipes additional 90 feet into the Chesapeake Bay. This will require, in addition, the dredging of 239 cubic yards of material for those extensions. With that, either I or members of my staff would be happy to try to answer any questions you might have regarding these page two projects.
Any questions of Mr. Grab from members of the commission? Mr. Howell?
I move that we take staff recommendation on page two items and include 2A and 2J.
Okay. If you hold that motion, I have to check. This is a public hearing. I have to see if anyone's pro or con, but I appreciate it. Further questions? This is a public hearing. Is anyone in the audience pro or con, for or against any of these projects mentioned by Mr. Grab? Mr. Holland.
I move the staff recommendation of page two items 2A through 2J.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously on the page two items.